Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
We need wake-up call listeners for this one. 916-766-1065. Do you have a boring job? And what makes it so boring? You can be anonymous if you'd like. You can even change the name of the company if you don't want to throw it out there. But if you have a boring job, we really want to know about it. 916-766-1065. We bring this up because a French man was awarded $45,000 as a payout after his job was deemed too boring.
Now, why? Okay. Like, why would he be awarded money for that?
So he worked as a manager at a, I'm assuming it's called an Inner Perfume, which is like a perfumery, a perfume store, I guess, in Paris. And he sued for $600,000 because he believed his job was so boring that it drove him to depression and forced him to quit. He claimed that losing a super important client led to him being assigned small, boring tasks for 4 years. It made him depressed, it destroyed him, and ashamed. And then when his mental health deteriorated, the doctors blamed extreme boredom because of his job. So they took this to the workers' tribunal in Paris. The court even called it bore out. They eventually awarded him a $45,000 severance because his job was too boring.
I mean, who hasn't worked at a boring-ass job? I did, and I sure wish I could sue for it. I used to work at Blockbuster Video, and let me just tell you, when young Gavin, who was probably 19 at the time, got a job working at Blockbuster Video, oh boy, I thought I had it made.
Why?
Because I love movies, and I'm going to get free movies, and I get to hang out and talk about movies with movie fans, because I thought it was going to be like Empire Records or something like that. No, your job was to go and just walk around the store and find movies that were behind the wrong case and really not talk to anybody, because everybody that's there, for the most part, was just pissed off that they had late fees that they had to pay with.
So for one summer, like, I think it was like my between my junior and senior year, I can't remember, but I worked for like a computer consulting place in Carson City, and I had to wear a shirt and tie and everything, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, and it's the only job I've ever had that wasn't involved with the radio station, but they would make me record like little voice sound bites for computer websites and for like people's
like
voice.
What?
Like if you hovered your mouse over something, it would be like, hello, or, you know, like resume one. Or, you know, it'd be like, it'd be customized to whatever the company was that was ordering the website. And it'd be, the, you know, it'd be like an introduction to a movie. Like, thank you for contacting Commerce Media, the revolutionary provider in Commerce Entertainment, or whatever
Did
it was.
Did they just give that job to you because you were the radio guy?
Yes!
Okay, they made you wear a shirt and tie to do that?
It was an
you
office
didn't
setting.
You talk to human beings.
Never.
I put this up on Facebook, and our wake-up call listeners are so funny, and they've had some boring-ass jobs, too. Heather said, I worked at a frozen yogurt shop during the day. in the center coast where it was 65 degrees all the time, so nobody wants frozen yogurt. All I did was cut fruit all day long. Shannon said, I had a temp job in a vitamin company warehouse peeling labels off of mislabeled vitamin bottles. Could you imagine?
Wow.
And she said this was pre-smartphone, so no headphones, no music, no other employees. She literally had to just sit in a warehouse and peel labels by herself. Charlene said, I worked in the fashion jewelry department at Macy's. No one buys fashion jewelry from Macy's. And a fun day for me was when I got to untangle necklaces.
Oh, my God. You know, my parents, they used to own a chocolate factory. And before they had the factory, they had a retail store. And they made gourmet truffles, but they made them by hand. Because they used to make their employees stand at a metal table, not allowed to sit on a stool, and use an ice cream scoop and scoop the like tubs of truffle cream, like what's in the middle of the truffle. Mm. And then you couldn't let your hands get too hot because then you had to roll what you just scooped into a perfect ball and put it down before your hands started making the chocolate like too runny. And someone would just sit there and do that all day long.
Oh my God. And I'll bet that person made minimum wage too.
And this was in like the 90s.
Wow. When minimum wage was like $4.
I need to have a talk with them.
You really do.
Yeah, you should.
That was monstrous.
This is disappointing. They are monsters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.